Welcome, everyone. This is episode 12 of the podcast. I want to thank you all for the incredible support and happy new year 2024. We got a whole year ahead of us. We got a lot of episodes to do, and I'm excited to share this journey with you. Also, I want to give a quick note. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can now see that I am doing it back on camera. If you know, for the past couple of episodes, I would do it with like text on the screen. But now moving forward, especially for YouTube, I really want to do like the more video-based version, especially in the future where I hope to have my own studio, if I can make that happen, bring in guests in person and film live episodes. So that's kind of the dream, but we'll take it one step at a time. So today's topic is how to find your passion. All right, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. I will give you some quick life updates. So as you guys know, if you've been listening to previous episodes, I finally entered my very first Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competition. I did it. I entered a competition called Grappling Industries. It was December 17th. And what can I say? That was intense. I went for it. I trained. I prepared for it for many months. I entered the 97.5 kilo weight class and I took on giants. Like, these dudes were huge. So to put it into perspective, my prime weight class is around the 76 kilo, 81 kilo weight class. But I'm still losing weight. I'm currently around the 94, 97 kilo range. But I decided to throw myself in, you know, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. My teammates said, you know what? You should really should go have your first competition. Don't wait to be perfect. Don't wait for, you know, your body and your training to be absolutely perfect. Just get out there, get the experience, and whatever happens, happens. So I did it. I won one match out of four. I had a really good first match. And then my next three matches were really tough. These guys were really strong. The first guy was extremely strong too. He was huge. Like, these guys were like easily like 6'3", 6'2". That were massive. And I'm like 5'7". So I gave it my best. I learned a lot from it. And my goal this year is to compete again. I'm going to cut down the next 20 kilograms, enter the state, and hopefully the national championships, even the Pan Pacific BJJ championships. And we'll see how it goes. But I'm really, really fired up. My goals this year is to really grow this podcast, take it to the next level. I want to keep up with streaming just as a side hustle hobby, and we'll go from there. You know, my career aspirations, I'm looking for a new job. I'm settling myself in. I'm turning 33 later this year, so I'm moving my life forward. So that's where I'm at right now. I've been doing a little bit of streaming again. My goal is to get another Zelda World Record, so stay tuned. If you're watching on Twitch, Kick, or YouTube, go check it out there. All right, so let's begin today's topic. This is a topic that's been brought up on my stream for quite a few years now, and I do have quite the take and perspective that I'd like to share with you. I don't claim to be an absolute like guru on this topic. I'm only going to share my own story and my own perspective on how I was able to find multiple passions throughout my life, commit to those passions, grow through those passions, and, you know, grow as a person, as an individual, and make a positive impact for others. So a couple of the different areas where I found passion in my life was I was a musician throughout high school. I played the guitar, I played the drums, I played the trombone, and I played a bit of keyboard. Like, put into perspective, like, I was like practicing hours and hours every night. It became such a huge passion, a huge joy, a huge sense of creativity for me. And it really had a huge impact on my life. And even to this day, I still play music. I play guitar on stream. I play guitar with friends. And, you know, I'm really grateful that I had that creativity side of my life. The next big passion that I had, and if you've listened to previous episodes, you'll know that I've been competing in 8-ball, Q-sport, billiards, since I was 18. And that became a massive source of growth, a massive source of passion, a massive source of just inspiration in my life. And to this day, I still play. I don't compete like I used to anymore. I did play a lot of leagues the last few years. I entered a lot of tournaments. I did pretty well. Back in 2014, I made the top 16 in Victoria. That's still my biggest achievement in 8-ball. And it empowered my life. I also found a lot of passion around powerlifting and bodybuilding. And that also helped me like with my fitness gains. I got obsessed with health and fitness. I got 2 degrees in health. And that was like the other phase of my life, like the health and fitness aspect. And I developed a huge passion for that as well. In the last 7 years, I found a huge passion for streaming live on Twitch and also speedrunning Ocarina of Time and even a bit of Super Mario 64. So from all these things, right, I was able to commit to all of these passions for a long period of time. And the key, the topic of today is how to find your passion. So in all of those different passions, the one common thread that I can share with you, and this is the big takeaway, is that first of all, in order to find your passion, you have to try things out. Like, it's one thing to just have an interest. It's one thing to be curious and interested in something. Like, you might watch like a YouTube video, You might watch, listen to a podcast. You might see your friends doing something pretty epic. You might watch the Olympics and go, wow, you know, I should be a 100-meter sprinter. But ultimately, in order to find your passion, you have to put yourself out there and begin the process. So whatever that thing that you're trying to find out, like maybe you want to be an artist, maybe you want to be a streamer, maybe you want to be a podcaster, whatever it is, it all begins with taking action and trying it out. It doesn't mean you need to make a full commitment right away. Like you might think that, you know what, my passion is bodybuilding. I want to be an onstage bodybuilder. I want to get to 5% body fat and win shows, right? You might think, you know, I want to be a rock star. Like I want to go tour the world. I want to be part of a band. Your passion might be, you know what, maybe I'm a book reader. Like whatever it is, first of all, start with the dream, start with the idea, but then as soon as possible, find out ways where you can get started. All right. So you have to try things out. Now, what you will find is that you're going to try things and some things you may like and some things you may not like. And that is all part of the process. So here's what I learned in the last like 20 years of my life, going through multiple passions, rediscovering passions, losing passion for things, gaining it back, is that when it comes to finding out what your passion is, I think in my, just my humble opinion, is that a lot of us are very, you know, enamored by what I call outcomes, the end result. So if you think of like bodybuilding, it's like being on stage, having the ripped body. If you think of being a streamer, it's like having 10,000 viewers and making millions of dollars. If you think of like, you know, being an author, it's like having your best-selling book that's selling millions. That is the end outcome. But in my personal experience, a lot of us will quickly find that it's when you start doing the work, you will quickly see if this is something that is your passion or not, but that does take time. So what I'm trying to get at is that finding your passion is based around the journey. Finding your passion is actually the day-to-day work that goes into it. So let's just say like, you know, we'll use bodybuilding as an example. Fitness is pretty more tangible to visualize. So I want you to visualize this. Imagine that you're thinking of being an onstage bodybuilder, right? But what is the work behind that? You know what that is? It's eating your meals. It's tracking your calories. It's tracking your macros. It's doing those 1-2 hour lifting sessions. It's saying no to alcohol on particular nights you shouldn't be drinking. It's saying no to events that you know can ruin your diet. And it's also like being willing to make certain sacrifices. So what you will quickly find is that if you want to find your passion, center your focus on the concept of the journey and the work that goes into that outcome. Right? So if you're thinking of like, I want to be like a massive streamer, that means streaming multiple hours per day. That means taking those videos and editing it into YouTube videos. That means hitting up other content creators for collaborations. So if you can get to the mindset that if I'm going to find my passion, I'm going to do the work behind it. And if I like this work, if I like all the ups, if I can handle all the downs, this could be my passion. All right. So start there. So that's what I did. Like with music, I'm like, you know what? I want to play the guitar. You know, I want to, you know, be a musician. I want to be in a band. I want to play on stage. And I did all those things. But you know what I found? I liked practicing 3-4 hours a night. I liked coming home from school, putting my bag away, having a shower, having a quick snack, pulling out my guitar and learning Nothing Else Matters from Metallica. You know what I mean? I loved trying to figure out how to play chords. I loved trying to figure out how to sweep pick. I love the struggle of trying to make that next song, like trying to learn that next riff that I couldn't get right, you know, getting frustrated, asking my teacher, hey, what can I do better? If you can find a joy, if you can find an absolute, just like almost not to the point of obsession, obsession would be ideal, but when you think about the work, it excites you. When you think about the effort that goes into it, like that makes you want to do it again. Like you're not dreading it. That's probably a good indicator that this could be your passion for this period of your life, okay? Even like with pool, I remember like my dad, I used to watch my dad play pool. You know, I used to watch my brother play pool. You know, we'd go to different bars when I was a kid. I watched them play and I thought it was cool. I remember going to pool halls with my family and playing and like being addicted and like wanting to play for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and not wanting to go home. That was a good sign that this might be my next passion. And you know what? I ended up playing it for the last nearly 14, 15 years. You know, I entered comps, tournaments, I joined teams, I won championships. But you know what I loved? I loved the practice that went behind getting better at pool. Yes, the idea is to win a tournament, hold the trophy up, be the champion, be a champion pool player. But that also means driving to the pool hall. That also means paying for your membership. That also means doing your drills. That also means putting in the practice to correct your mistakes. That means doing the research and watching better players and seeing what they do. That means playing better players and getting destroyed. That's all part of the journey. That's all part of the process. So if you've been struggling to find what your passion is, instead of obsessing about what is the end result that I want, think about what would I enjoy trying to get to that outcome? What would I enjoy? And not necessarily enjoy. You might have bad days. You might struggle. You might find that some days suck. You know, especially like when you go through what's called shiny object syndrome or the Coolidge effect. Basically what it is that usually when you start something new, it has a sense of novelty. It's new. It's fresh. It's exciting, right? Especially around New Year's resolutions. Like this is a new year, 2024. And a lot of us probably set New Year's resolutions or goals that we want to commit. I'm going to start going to the gym now. You know, I'm going to get back in shape. You know what? I'm going to find that new job. You know, I'm going to, you know, go to church more. I'm going to, whatever that thing is, I'm going to start running every day. And usually what happens is after 2 weeks, most people stop those New Year's resolutions because their mindset was on the outcome. But if you can think to yourself, all right, what can I do on the day-to-day basis? You know, that could be going for your 30-minute walk. That could be going to the gym and doing a one-hour workout, getting better at the bench press. That could be you want to be a painter? All right, get your paint set. You know, get your colors, get your palette. Watch a Bob Ross video. Start learning how to paint. Start going through the work. Now, here's the number one tip I can give you is that you have to give it time to work. Usually when you find your passion, like you're not going to become a master overnight, like especially music, or like if you're learning, you want to learn the guitar, it could take you months just to build the foundations, the skills. If you're thinking about being a streamer, it could take you time to find your flow, to find your craft. Like you might be listening to my podcast now, but if you saw my stream 7 years ago, if you saw my YouTube videos 10 years ago, you would see that my speaking ability wasn't on the flow and level that I have now. I had to put in thousands and thousands of hours of trial and error, getting it right, getting it wrong, to find my flow. So for you, my advice is try something out, but give it enough time. Give it enough time to grow. Give it enough time to see some development. Give it enough time to have some progress. Because after a couple of weeks, even months, if you find yourself dreading doing it, if you find yourself, you know, I really am not enjoying this process, then it's okay to let go. It's okay to stop. It's okay to go and try the next thing. But if you're in a cycle of just looking for the next shiny object, it's going to be very hard for you to find your passion because passion takes time to cultivate. That's the key right there. Passion takes time to cultivate. And, you know, you're going to go through trial and error. You're going to go through ups and downs. You're going to get it right. Like if you're, let's say you want to be a pool player like I was, you're going to practice, you're going to grind, you're going to improve, you're going to enter a competition and get absolutely wiped out. You might start jiu-jitsu like I did and you might enter your first comp and do okay. You didn't win the championship, but when on that drive home after the comp, do you feel fired up and inspired to go back to the drawing board and put the work in? If you can be patient with that, if you can understand that it takes thousands of private victories that nobody else sees except you, for that single public victory. You know, when you see that person get their hand raised at jiu-jitsu, when you see that basketball team win an NBA championship, when you see the Olympian get the gold, silver, bronze medal, when you see your friends succeeding in whatever it is, there's an entire journey behind that. And the key to finding your passion is in appreciating the journey itself, right? If you like the practice behind becoming a musician, if you like the training behind becoming wanting to be a bodybuilder, if you love the, you know, the losses in BJJ, if you ever want to do jiu-jitsu, you're probably on the right track. So I'll give you some practical tips to actually implement that. The first one I would absolutely recommend is to seek a mentor who has already succeeded in this potential passion that you're going for, right? Find someone either online or in person who's already done the thing that you're doing and ask them about their story. Ask them about their journey because they're going to tell you the truth. They're going to tell you that it's not all sunshine and rainbows. They're going to tell you that there's going to be ups and downs. They're going to tell you that there's going to be many, many days where you doubt yourself. But what you will also find is they'll tell you that it was worth it. They persevered. They went through the Coolidge effect. And the Coolidge effect I mentioned earlier is where it's not suddenly not exciting anymore. the work becomes a bit routine. The hustle becomes a bit dull, a bit mundane. But if you can persevere through that quiet period where it takes time to cultivate skill and progress, you will eventually meet the next high. You will eventually reach the next outcome. You will feel that growth. You will grow as a person. So step one, if you can, talk to somebody who's already doing what you want to try. Talk to an artist, talk to a bodybuilder, talk to a pool player, talk to a streamer, and get their take on it, because that'll give you some very real insight if this is something you want to pursue. Now, the next thing I want to tell you, and I mentioned it earlier, is you have to be patient with the process. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. It's the rare exception. It's the rare individual that gets it right away, that gets it first try, where everything goes smoothly. But for the everyday normal person, it's going to take us a lot of time to get things right. You're going to have to make mistakes. You're going to get it wrong. But there are solutions out there. You can learn from your mistakes and go, all right, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't practice 6 hours straight because it made my fingers hurt. You know what I mean? Maybe it's, you know what? I probably shouldn't train 7 days a week. I'm going to burn out. Maybe it's, you know what? Maybe I tried learning a song that's too difficult for my current skill level. Maybe I should learn something easier. Okay. So the third tip I'll give you is, please, during this time of trying to find your passion where you haven't quite found it yet, understand that it's natural. Okay. Like passion is almost a luxury in the first world, in my opinion. There are a lot of people out there who don't have the luxury to find their passion. They're just trying to just get by, and getting by is okay too. Okay, maybe you just need to learn to get by first before you find your passion. Maybe you need to take care of yourself first before you find your passion. It's not going to come right away. You don't have to expect that it's an overnight light bulb moment. It comes through just the daily process of just trying things out. Now, you absolutely, in this process, have to be kind to yourself. Okay, don't be too hard on yourself. Like, you might do a gym workout and find out, hey, this, I don't know, it's not that fun. Maybe lifting's not for me. Maybe I should do a cycling class. Maybe I should do a yoga class. You'll find what you like, but you have to go through those moments where, oh, I don't like this. This isn't really for me. Now, here's a mindset I'll share with you. One of the biggest benefits I found personally for me, going through all my passions of music, you know, powerlifting, bodybuilding, eight ball, streaming, speedrunning, different jobs that I've had, is that it's the character and the person you become through that journey. And you might, this is very similar to previous episodes, but I want to tie it to the concept of passion. Is that through finding your passion, you find yourself. Through finding your passion, you will learn more about yourself, so much about yourself, things that you didn't even know about yourself. You might find that you are determined. You might find that you are charismatic. You might find that you are creative, that you have the ability to be organized, that you have the ability to take initiative and be proactive without waiting for anybody else for you to go ahead and take actions on the things that you want to do. One of the biggest benefits I gained is that I grew through all of those passions. I grew through music, I grew through pool, I grew through streaming, and I'm growing through BJJ right now, which is my current passion. You know, I hope to become a black belt. That's my dream. So, and through all of this, as you grow, I truly believe that you have the capacity to make such a powerful impact on the people around you. When people see you passionate, when people see you hustling at your goals, when people see you fighting through the ups and downs that you experience in your life, you're going to lift them up too. So it's not all just for you. It's also the positive impact that you're going to make for other people. There's so much power in finding your gift, you know, the gift from above, the gift from God, you know, the gift from that was given to us that we're all born with. And everyone has different gifts. Everyone has different things about them that makes them unique selves, that makes you your unique you. All right. So to summarize this, what I'm going to say is just try things out. Start small. You know, you want to go to the gym, try your first gym class, get it, maybe pay for a personal training session. If you don't have the income, get outside, do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, you know, start tracking your workouts. And what you will find is through all those trial and error, eventually it might take you 5, 10, 15 different hobbies to find it. You might get lucky and get it first or second try, but if you have that desire to find your passion in life, then it's totally fine to try multiple things. Give it enough time though. Give it a couple weeks. Give it a couple months if you have to. But eventually one day it'll click. One day it'll just be correct. Like, you'll just know. Like as much as you try to quantify it, as much as you try to justify it, there will be this internal click that I believe, especially for me, maybe others are different, that you just go, this is my thing. I want this hustle. I want this journey. That was for me with speedrunning. You know, I knew I wanted to get the world record. I knew I wanted to become a Twitch partner. And I was able to achieve all of that through determination, perseverance, kindness to myself, and patience, okay? So I guess I'll leave you with one final take. Now, sometimes you already have a passion, but you lost it. Maybe there was something that once fulfilled you, that once served you, and it no longer serves you. And you're struggling. You're wondering, should I continue with this? Should I move on? So there are some practical things you can do. I will suggest if you're finding yourself burnt out on a passion that once served you, it's okay to take a break. You don't have to entirely retire like I have from multiple things where I give a huge announcement of retirement and then come back a couple months later. In reality, what I really needed was a break, okay? So what you can do is you can take a break from things. What you can do is you can go try other things in your life. Excuse me. A little bit gassy from the coffee. You can find other ways to fulfill yourself. And understand that you're not always going to feel passionate every day. Even week to week, month to month. In my opinion, passion comes in seasons. You know, you will have seasons of the year, months of the year where you're feeling really hot and passionate about it. Then you'll have other months of the year where you'll feel a bit more mellow and day to day about it. But that's okay. It's all part of the cycle. It all goes in cycles. But if you find yourself burnt out, just take a break. Go do something else. Try something else. You know, find that excitement in something else for a while. Like, you know, let's say you're burnt out on powerlifting. Go try a martial art. You know, you find yourself burnt out on music. Try another instrument or just leave instruments altogether. But what will happen is if you give it enough time, the cup inside you will naturally fill back up and you will feel a pull towards that thing, okay? So just be okay. Be okay with like the ups and downs. Be okay with that things aren't always going to be smooth. I remember like with pool, I had many, many times where I just completely lost my passion for it, you know? And I stopped playing altogether. But you know what would happen? One day I'll just have that itch. One day I'll just feel like, you know what? I want to play pool again. And I'll go and play and I'll return better than ever. Even with streaming, I took the last 6 months off basically. Now it's a more part-time thing for me. It's a more side hustle, hobby thing instead of a full-time career for me. And I'm loving it even more than I used to now. You know, and I'm sure with BJJ in the future, I'll probably find myself burnt out too. And I'll probably cut back on my training. But I will understand that if I go through the Coolidge effect, where it's not as exciting, the novelty is gone, it doesn't like give you that novelty high anymore, that eventually that will come back and it will come back stronger, okay? And this is very common in human behavior. Like you'll find that you might have a new friendship, you might have a new relationship and it's very new and it's very exciting and then things start to normalize a bit and you might think that there's something wrong. But there's nothing wrong. This is all natural. And eventually, if you persevere through it, it'll come back stronger. It'll come back even better. But there are situations where it's time to let go. It's time to let it go completely. Maybe I'll go into that in another day in far more detail, like a full episode on how to let go of a particular thing, like a particular hobby or a particular passion that you once had. I guess to give you the quick take is that if you do find yourself in a state of guilt where it's like, you know what, I don't want to let this passion go, but it's not serving me anymore. Remember this, what I said earlier, who did you become through that passion? It could have been a 6 year period where you did powerlifting. You don't like powerlifting anymore. But what happened? You became consistent. You grew perseverance. You had courage to go and test yourself. You grew stronger as a person. You became disciplined and consistent. If you can focus on the intangible things, like the character development, then you will also find that other passions will also help you grow too. So anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This will go up on YouTube. If you liked it on YouTube, drop a like, drop a comment. Let me know what you think. In the upcoming episodes, I have new guests lined up that I want to interview. I can't promise a new episode every week like I used to because my life's getting a bit different. But when I do produce an episode, I want to produce a good episode. So I hope you got a lot out of this. If you're listening on Spotify, feel free to leave a positive review and share it with a friend. If you're listening on any other podcast platform in the world, please share it. Please recommend it. I want this to grow. This is my new passion. This is my new project. I've been at it for a few months now and we have over 500 total downloads. My goal is to get to 1,000. So thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate you so much. Let me have a sip of coffee on video for you. And I want to thank you all for supporting me on this incredible life journey. You know, I'm turning 33 later this year. A lot of things are starting to change in my life and I'm welcoming it and I'm ready for it. And it all happened because I pushed through all of those passions and journeys. I found my passion. I'm sure I'm going to find more passions in my life. And I hope you find yours too. So take care, peace out, have a great day, have a lovely week, have a fantastic 2024, and I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.